second quarter highlights.
Stanley and Patton. Stanley, the tap, Burgoyne through the pack. Had a fresh airy. Patton managed to pick it up. Got a handball away to Bruce with a quick snap. Has he kicked it? No. Just fades across the face. Gee, it would have been a good contender for an APCO Service Station's goal of the day.
Still in there, though, for Hawthorn was Windscreens O'Brien. Sent it back to half forward. Dangerous territory. Blitzard's read it nicely off the back. Got it to Narkle. He slipped over at the crucial moment. In turn to Henry, who's caught. It's gone. Holding the pill. Burgoyne was the tackler. Just didn't seem coming there, Neil, at all.
No, he didn't. Great work by Burgoyne.
Stewart comes hard off the edge of the centre square to give it to Dullhouse. Dullhouse snaps over his left shoulder. High ball. Menegola underneath it. Two Hawks spoil each other. Ablett snaps. Ablett goals!
Of course he does.
And out of nothing, Geelong find a goal. And it's the little master at age 36. Tui will send the Cats towards forward 50.
Another one.
Well, there's another downfield free kick because Tui went down after he kicked it, and Hawkins has marked well within his range, although he wants to pass off. Oh, he missed Rowan. Thankfully, Dullhouse was there, jammed it on the boot with some sort of kick that was a forward punt rather than a drop punt by the looks of it, and a goal for the Cats. I'm not sure why Tom Hawkins doesn't go back and have the set shot.
He gets a tap forward. Dullhouse back to Radigalia. Oh, clever. He did something. Oh. He did something. He gave it to Gary.
No, he missed it.
Gary. He was running into an open goal. You would give him 99 out of 100 he'd kick those. He snapped it from 12 metres and missed.
Second quarter highlights.